Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello again, everybody. This is Melissa, and earlier this week, I had the pleasure of being a speaker at an Idaho Women's Business Center webinar event. I love doing these kind of events, and it was so well received by the women attending that I thought I'd go ahead and share it on the podcast, too. I'm going to break it down into a two-part series, though, because there's a lot to cover, and I don't want to overwhelm you. So welcome to the basics of small business accounting. There are seven parts, but I'll only cover three or four today, and then the next episode will cover the remaining. So let's jump right in. It's natural to have quite a few accounting questions when starting a business, but accounting can be a daunting subject and sometimes more than a little dry. So to help you get started, I wanted to answer a few of the most basic questions that are likely to come up as you start and grow your small business, and then we can move on to more details. Part one, what is accounting? Simply put, accounting is the function of organizing the financial data in your business. You earn revenue or sales. You incur costs, spend money. Hopefully you pay yourself or employees. But how do you account for all that? Specifically, how do you record those transactions for your business? And that's where it's my job as an accountant to do it, or I can also teach you how to do it. And if you're wondering why this is all so important, it really comes down to having the ability to share your quote-unquote books with someone else in order for them to assist you with your business. You'll need to share your books in cases like filing taxes or applying for a business loan, or in case you want to raise investment money, or when you ultimately decide to sell your business. But the most valid argument for proper accounting is that it provides guidance to you, the owner, for growing your business. Through this proper analysis, accounting shows you where you're crushing it, as well as what you need to work on. For example, are you running out of cash? Do you have more expenses than your competition? Is your profit margin lower than planned? For that matter, what even is profit margin? Accounting provides the framework for this type of analysis. Without it, these questions would remain entirely unanswerable. So what options do you have for accounting services? There are really three accounting options available to you. So in brief, they're one, track your transactions in an Excel spreadsheet. This is often stage one of accounting for many freelancers or businesses with only a few transactions each month. I've set many Excel spreadsheets up for newbies. And then, after a while, we often move on to the second option, which is a cloud-based software like QuickBooks Online. The third option you have for accounting services is to outsource it to a bookkeeper or an accountant. Part two, what do you need to know before setting up your accounting? There's really four pieces. One, your business structure. Are you going to be a sole proprietor or an LLC? And once you know, you need to file that with your Secretary of State. Two, you need to get an EIN. That's your employer identification number. You can get that from the IRS. You can get it on irs.gov and it's free. Please, please, please do not pay someone to get you an EIN. Item number three, you may not need it, but a sales tax ID, especially if you're selling products. Typically, you get that from your state tax commission. And then the fourth item, if you're going to have employees, you need to file with the Department of Labor so that you can submit payroll taxes. On to part three. I'm often asked, what are good processes? Meaning, as a business owner, what are good processes you should follow every day, every month? I've put together eight for you. So grab a pen and paper, or your phone or laptop, and jot these down. Number one, make sure to separate your bank accounts, such as your checking, your savings, your credit card, from your personal. So have business bank accounts, business credit cards, separate from your personal accounts. You're able to better track expenses, and the IRS will be more likely to allow your transactions to be considered business if you're audited. If you combine your business and personal accounts, they may exclude those expenses, and then you'll end up paying more taxes. So please separate business and personal. You've probably heard this time and time again, but I still see it all the time. Separate your money. The second good process is to keep receipts for $75 or more. That is what the IRS says you need. Honestly, I recommend you keep them all. It's so easy nowadays with our phones to just take a picture. You can also use something like QuickBooks Online and attach it to there. You can upload your receipts to the software. Or if you keep the paper copies at the end of the month, I say take them out of an envelope, scan them all together, or take a picture of them all together, and then label them June 2021 expenses, July 2021 expenses. And put all those in a folder on your computer. You can throw away the paper. And honestly, if you're not taking a picture or scanning them, that paper, oftentimes within a year, you can't even read what's on it anymore. So I highly recommend you take photos or you scan pictures or your receipts and then throw away the paper. You don't need to keep the paper, but you do need to keep those photocopies for 7 years. On to good process recommendation number three. Review your bank activity daily. It's so easy to just log in on the app on your phone or on the bank website and look at what's coming in or out of your business accounts. Know your balance every day. Number four, reconcile all those bank accounts monthly to make sure that all the transactions are included that need to be there, and that there's not any extras or duplications. This is how you make sure you're not missing anything in your books or you don't have anything duplicated in your books. If you're not reconciling your business accounts every month, you have no way of knowing the accuracy of your financial statements. So make sure to do that every month. Number five, review your financial statements monthly. And if you're not reviewing your financial statements monthly, make sure to review your goals. And I'll get on to goals shortly. Which brings me to number six. Set short-term financial goals as well as long-term financial goals. For me, a short-term financial goal is anything I can try and accomplish within 90 days. And a long-term is what's going to take me about a year. So maybe I want to save up to buy a new laptop. Or maybe a long-term goal is to increase my sales by 20%. I will keep track within 90 days and within a year to see how I'm doing to meet both of those goals. Have I saved up enough money? And if my goal is to increase sales, what steps am I taking to increase sales? Which brings me to number 7, create a budget in the fall for the next year. So as October and November come around this year, I'm going to make sure to create a budget for next year. That budget will be a forecast of what I want my sales to be next year, but also a budget for what I think all my expenses are going to be for next year. Which leads me to the very last of the good processes. Compare your budget to your actual income and expenses every month. See if you're meeting your budget, exceeding your budget, falling short, and what steps can you take today to meet or beat that budget. So I just shared with you a lot of ideas. And I'm going to stop here and continue in the next podcast episode, how to prep for taxes, how to pay yourself, and other ways to spend and not spend your business money. But remember, it's important to know your numbers to be able to grow your business. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.